Not a local received the following letter about U.S. tariffs. The hurt on the Canadian economy from any U.S. tariffs is self-inflicted. It's a flawed business model where a country, or business, puts all its eggs in one basket and leaves itself exposed to a single or dominant supplier. You have in effect relinquished control. For decades, our federal and provincial politicians have been aware of the exposure to our U.S. trade partner and failed to develop additional and alternate sources for our offerings. Will they learn from this wake-up call? I very much doubt it. Additionally, Canada may collapse from within with our historical interprovincial bickering, e.g. wine sales, pipelines, and on and on. Locally in NOTL, we have a similar flawed business model, 100% tourism and wine industry related. We have all witnessed the fall of world bucket list destinations. Over tourism killed the local cultures and economies. NOTL is on the slippery slope in their short-sighted, single-focused tourism model, which will have a knock-on effect on the wine industry. As a barometer, all one has to do is solicit the for sale homeowners' reasons for exiting the town, both long-term and recent short-term. In summation, to our elected officials, I quote the Irish poet Jonathan Swift. There are none so blind as those who will not see. Samuel A. Young, NOTL.